Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Blackout Tuesday. I was just scrolling through Instagram and it's more and more and more posts, just a black square. It's interesting. I've noticed also that a lot of people have turned off commenting. There's no, you know, just in general, just this is it. I'm saying this. I don't want to hear anybody's thoughts on it.
That's good, actually. I like that.
I posted
Black Lives Matter, and of course I got the All Lives Matter right back from someone, and I just thought, you okay, delete. Yeah. I just went, you don't get it, and I think I understand what you're trying to say, but you for sure don't understand what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Oh.
Agreed. Oh, I don't know what's happening here. Are we ready to rock some news? Let's do this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you want to catch any links or videos, check tomorrow, because that's when we'll be posting stuff to our Facebook page.
Yay!
If we do. Yeah.
In the meantime, right, post a black square up there, would you?
Here's what's happening. You know, while we do support, and I say this 100%, the movement that's going through the country right now, and I hope we get to a better place by this. I also want to mention that I feel terrible for the great people that have taken the job, the very difficult job of policemen, and work hard every day and try and do right by everyone in their community, and probably feel terrible right now as this is a really difficult time for them as people who do good work.
Yep.
And see that there are bad people in that job doing bad things. But I just want to say, I know that there are a lot of you out there who do great things, and thank you for those of you who do that job justice and do right by everyone in the community.
Nice, Ben.
So thank you. It can't feel good.
No, it's not, these aren't proud days.
You know, so I just wanted to mention that real quick. All right, so we move on to two local teens in Montgomery County. These teenagers started helping their grandparents during the coronavirus outbreak, and they've been doing the shopping for them. So these are people who may not have figured out how to work Instacart or may not have a smartphone or, you know, I can't say for sure, but their goodwill has been turned into a nationwide volunteer delivery service with 14 chapters across the country.
Oh.
These two boys.
Is this Montgomery, Alabama? I know there's a Montgomery County in Pennsylvania, too, I think.
The specific state, because you're right. It's in Albany, New York.
Oh, interesting. That's Montgomery County, huh?
But they now have a dozen chapters in the United States, from California to New York, and one is forming in Montreal. They say there's a rapidly growing demand for these young people who will get out there and help older folks do the shopping and things that are needed during this time. And I just thought, that is bitchin'. That is great. Those are the kids who are going to make burly.
Yeah,
you're trying to make that happen, huh?
I'm not trying to make it happen. I swear to God, the first time I ever heard it was last week when we recorded the Johnny Pod. I'm like, wow, three times in one pod, huh? All right.
These young boys, and it's Deruv Pai, or I'm not saying that right. I'm sure P-A-I. Go.
Pai. Sure. Sure.
P-A-I.
I like Pai. If it was T-A-I, we'd go Thai, wouldn't we?
I think. Matt Castertano, They're 15 and 16 year olds that were both buying groceries for their grandparents, and they've turned it into a thing. They call it Teens Helping Seniors. And so nice. I just wanted to say that is there's something good happening. So if you're wondering, is anything good happening anywhere? Yes, there's that.
Look for the helpers.
Yep. A new study found that I haven't had a dog in a while. I'm a dog guy, though. I identify
You'll have a dog at some point.
A dog person. I believe that your dog, I truly believe your dog loves you. Like, loves you in a way that they, that...
In the purest possible way.
Right.
That
Now,
guy.
I know some jaded, you know, bastard might say, well, yeah, you feed it. That's not why.
It also just loves me because I'm the one who loves it.
Right. Anyway, a new study out of Arizona State University looked at whether people's dogs would rescue them if they were in trouble.
Oh.
And the answer by most dog lovers is yes, of course they would. They love me. They had dog owners sit under a box and call for help. And they say, unfortunately, only one out of three dogs actually came and rescued them. But
all they had to do was knock the box off?
I guess, or respond in some kind of way.
You know, they're just animals. They had to respond in any way, huh? There were some dogs who just were like licking their privates.
Well, let me see. They say that response sounds low, the one in three, but there's a catch. If the dogs knew how to get into the box through a special door in the side, they were eight times more likely to try and rescue their owner. The dogs showed a lot of signs of stress during the rescue scenarios, so it helped if they didn't have to figure out a rescue technique. So what they're saying is, through their findings, that a little bit of training for your dog would absolutely lead them to some kind of rescue effort
if you were trapped under a box.
Right. But I'm just saying that, you know, these guys, they showed the stress. They want mom or dad to be safe.
Like, they sound like they're in trouble, but I don't know what to do.
Right. They lack the ability to...
Timmy fell down a well? Woof, 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 woof. Yes, I'll round up the troops and we'll go get them.
So if you want a little emergency training, might be something that would help them help you.
I see.
In your time of need. I love
don't
dogs.
Worry dogs, we'll rescue you.
I don't know what to say about a sneeze fetish. I don't see how that fits into anything, but apparently the sneeze fetish community is really upset due to the pandemic and the fact that this sneezing that someone has may not be safe.
The flying sputum was always a thing.
Right. It's the coronavirus pandemic. Sorry. Mm. I didn't, you know, who knew? What is this sneeze fetish anyway?
And this community they talk about, is this just one dude and like his sneezing dog? I don't understand
here,
this community.
We don't get to choose what floats our boats. What?
Maybe
a
you could just find
fetish?
Something else for now. Are there also cough fetishists out there? Or
I don't know, but I thought it was stupid enough to report.
Well, nice of you to speak on behalf of the sneeze fetish community of two.
It's unclear what thrills the people about sneezing. However, there is.
Don't they say it's the closest thing to an orgasm that you can have physiologically? It's a whole
they
body.
Do say that. Yes.
I've heard that. Yeah. So maybe.
Why are you saying it, though?
I'm saying that that's what I've heard about sneezes. I've never found it to be particularly pleasurable. If anything, I try to suppress sneezes. They actually hurt sometimes.
I'm not into sneezing at all. But apparently the COVID-19 pandemic has caused them to have more worries about the things that they're into. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
But
that
it was worth reporting because
time.
What's that?
I'm looking at this sneeze fetish forum.
Oh, so it's not just two people?
No, it's huge. It's been out since like 2005, this forum here. And there's thousands of posts about anything
it's
sneeze
so
fetish related.
I'll tell you something, though. And I may be alone on this, and I wasn't planning to say this, but I am someone, look, whether you believe in God or not, that's up to you. I say bless you when someone sneezes because I feel like it's a show of respect for you. I get it if you're not into God that you don't have to feel like, but there are a lot of people who do not say bless you when you sneeze. So
what do they say?
Nothing.
No, you got to say something. If someone's even sneezing that I don't know, like on the aisle over in the supermarket, I'll be like, bless you.
Me too.
Because I don't know why I feel that needs it. Like if someone coughs, I don't say anything. If someone burps, I don't say anything. Except, excuse you. Why is that such a reflexive thing? Because I'm 100% with you. I feel like an unacknowledged sneeze is like a total, it's like a social snub.
I agree.
I don't know.
You know what's happened? And on the list of things that I need to talk to my kid about, there's way too many that the sneeze bless you thing is way down the list, especially now with, I've got some books to read and some conversations to have about racism, that's for sure. And at the top of the list. But that my kids, even my wife will sit there, I'll sneeze, and I'll be like, nobody. What the hell?
Nobody does it, huh?
Nobody.
That's ridiculous.
Well, I guess some people just...
You got to get out of there, Vin. I'd run for it if I was you. Bryn, do you say God bless you in your family? Or Gesundheit?
I say bless you, yeah.
Yeah. Nikki, what about you?
Cameron's learned to say it too as well.
Cameron says it too? Yeah, I don't know what it is. I feel like an unacknowledged sneeze is a total slight.
Cameron, yeah, we
do. Says it when I cough, yeah, too. It's funny.
Oh. I used to have my roommate, if she would sneeze and we didn't respond fast enough, she would scream, bless me. Like, she would just scream it because nobody would acknowledge her.
It's almost like a weird, like, you know how OCD things, like, there has to be a call and response on certain things. Like, certain people need you to say something just the right way or, you know, whatever their OCD thing is. Like, to me, that's like my OCD thing. Like, if no one says God bless you, it's like, I'm not loved.
Mm-hmm.
This
is what I'll say. I feel like my head just exploded. Can you bless me?
Yeah.
Do me a favor.
I'm going to bless. If I'm alone, I bless myself.
Right. Well, anyway.
Bless
I don't
you,
know
Sarah.
How we. Oh,
Thank
right.
You,
we were doing the sneeze fetish story.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Here's something that I got for you. If you're someone that has ever tried to reheat pizza the next day.
Yeah.
And you just find out that it's almost better cold because the reheating process gives you a cold middle and a weird soggy outside and it just doesn't end up going well. Domino's in Australia just shared a hack for reheating pizza in the microwave so it doesn't get soggy and it heats evenly.
Okay.
They say put a glass of water next to it in the microwave. Then heat it up for 30 to 45 seconds and your pizza is going to be perfect.
Oh, really?
I don't know. We'll see. I have to try it. They say the water helps the base of the pizza stay crispy, but lets the cheese melt.
Huh. The, I don't know if I don't like to microwave the pizza slices. I either heat up the pizza stone in the oven and just stick the cold slices on there, or I put in the frying pan. Frying pan totally works.
Yeah, the frying pan?
You just lay it. Yeah, it totally works. Just let it, medium heat,
sure.
Let it. And if you really want to get crazy, a little oil in there, yeah, a little salt.
I throw more cheese on top.
Oh, sure. I mean, yeah. Right. Why
Sprinkle
wouldn't you?
Some mozzarella on it.
Sure.
Leave it on low heat.
And then
it's
when it's
crispy.
Fully, then you see it's fully melted. It's
man,
good. Right. The bottom
are...
gets real crispy. And
it's actually better than it comes originally almost because there's more cheese. It's crispier on the bottom, but it's still like nice and soft in the middle.
You got to go medium heat, though. You don't want to burn that bottom before everything melts.
I go low heat. Takes longer, but
look at you.
Yeah,
takes forever.
Grief. You too.
Might as well heat up the pizza stone if I'm going to do that.
Starving.
Such foodies.
I'm so hungry. Yeah,
are
we're
you?
Super foodies. We're talking about reheating pizza. We're just hungry all the time.
All the time.
Oh man.
Hey, I got a story here about experts. Have spoken about how to deal with these face masks. You'd think we'd all be good at it by now. Apparently, in many cases, they're saying that people are using the wrong material to make masks. They say the best reusable face masks are made of breathable fibers with tight weaves like lightweight denim or cotton bed sheets. And that's, didn't we do a story about how bed sheets were flying off the shelves? And it turns out this must be why.
Right.
The thread count around 100 is ideal, they say.
Oh.
So if you can see through it when you hold it to the light, it's too thin. But that's one of the things we've been doing wrong. They also say putting your mask on too late is another problem. Also, that whole pulling it down below your nose is another thing that I'm seeing everywhere.
Stop it with that.
Unless you have to speak publicly, where I've seen people take their masks off entirely because they're on the mic and they're speaking publicly. You should keep your mask on. That's the whole reason for it, is to protect you.
Yeah, we get it. It's uncomfortable. Yes, your face is getting sweaty and you're going to break out. Yes, it's gross. Yes, your breath stinks. But you got to keep that thing on. That's the whole point.
Right. They say putting it on too late or taking it off too early is another thing you're doing wrong. You're accidentally contaminating the thing. And they say with that also, wash it. Throw it in the wash.
I've heard that you can iron it if it's cloth and, you know, ironing it on a hot iron and give it a little steam and that'll kill whatever's in there.
Oh, okay.
So I hear. Because they get misshapen when you wash them.
Oh, they do. That's why I don't think we've washed ours because I fear the thing will just, you know.
Well, she must have an iron right there if she's got a sewing setup. I mean, you can easily just, it puts the pleats back in and it just, it cleans the thing. Because a lot of times the little metal pieces that we use are, you know, they're not kind of the hardcore ones like that are on the N95s. And they get all, they'll slide and they get all crumpled. So I like to iron them.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We got a lot of those today. So I'll read a few of them now and then the rest of them on the other side. We say God bless you because in the olden days, they believed that your souls jumped out of your body when you sneezed. And you needed to be blessed before
you could resume life.
I guess the devil got you. I don't know. Whatever.
You were to say you were open to a demonic takeover?
Possibly.
Well, we know more now. And yet, I still want to be said God bless you, too. I don't know why. It's my little OCD thing.
Don't overreact to the unacknowledged sneeze. The world isn't going to end. It's not like the price of gas will skyrocket because of an unacknowledged sneeze. Yeah, I understand
that. Yeah,
we get it. I'm just saying, you'd think that if, you know, you're someone that does it to others, that they would do it in return to you.
I feel like it's just a polite thing. It's like it's like saying please and thank you. You say God bless you or Gesundheit.
Right.
Or, oh, my God, are you okay? It's just some kind of acknowledgement. Boy, that was a doozy. You know,
yeah,
whatever.
My head almost blew off.
Need
How
a Kleenex?
A little bit of a wink.
Sure.
Let's see here. That's not the one. The best way to reheat pizza is in the oven on a pizza stone. Takes some time, but is as good as new.
It is good. If we have enough pizza left over, let's say we're going to have it for lunch, I'll put the stone in and heat that up really hot because it's just a nice crispy bottom and melts the cheese real good.
Mm. Wow, you're legit.
Well, listen, I may try that. The microwave thing sounds like the fastest way. Glass of water, you say, or Domino's says.
If I'm out in public, like, say, in a grocery store and a stranger sneezes, I will always say bless you. Me too.
Yeah, me too. I can't even help it. It's reflexive.
I've set that as a standard for anyone. It's not about just my family or just people I'm with. And so I guess I'm surprised when the people around me are less than
bastards.
Committed.
You rotten people who don't say God bless you. You better start saying it. God bless
Working
you.
Working in San Jose school with many different religions, I say Gesundheit when a kid sneezes.
Well, that's, you know, look there. You got your bases all covered.
Just trying to be safe, they say. Yeah, I can understand that.
I say, delicious. Sputum.
Can you aim that my way next time?
Yes. Oh, please. Why are you covering that up? Come on.
I don't say bless you after a sneeze because it's completely irrelevant. No one has confronted me on it. But I don't think it's really being polite. And I'd rather not be forced to say something, some arbitrary phrase. All right.
Well, you're just a jerk.
That's fine. I mean... I say bless you when my dog sneezes.
Sure.
I feel like he appreciates the gesture.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, I think so too.
Sure. Oh, God bless you. It's just like, it's almost like an acknowledgement of the surprise of a sneeze, you know? I hate when people say, God bless you, before I sneeze. Like, you go, huh, huh, oh, God bless you. I'm like, no, you just took the wind out of my sneeze. You wait until the sneeze is accomplished. And if I sneeze three times in a row, far enough apart, you got to say it in between each one. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, my God. Are you okay?
I don't say it on the second time. I just let it happen.
Time.
Well, clearly we can't agree on much these days, can we?
No, we can't. John, are you done yet? Are you done? These.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.